This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis li l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also the schus v'fuhr shalem v'kol chayli Am Yisrael, also the schus ka'am Yisrael, especially those who are nesun b'tzar v'shivya, we're up to Meseches Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. We're talking about someone who says Shavua that he won't eat, and now we're going to talk about something if it's not an edible item. Is that considered, or even drink, if it's not something that's drinkable, potable, is that considered being over the Isser, being over the Shavua that he just made, or not? And then we're going to also go into things that are Usser for a person. Can he make a Shavua on that? Shavua shaloi oichal. A person said, I am making a Shavua that I won't eat. V'achal acholim she'enin ru'uyim l'achila. And he ate foods that are not ro'oi l'achila. It's not something that is worthy of eating. You can even say that it's just not food. It's not possible to eat. It's not a food. For the example is like sand. He ate sand. So is sand considered that he ate or not? And he ate liquids that are not really drinkable liquids. Potter. That is putter. It's not considered eating. It's not considered drinking. Shvua shaloi oichal. However, if he made a shvua and he's saying he won't eat, but v'achal nevelos treifas shkotzim. Urimasim. He ate something that was usher to him from before. So chayev, the Tanakhama says he's chayev, because he actually ate something, and it's food. Even if it's a treifa food, even if it's a disgusting food, it's still a food, and a food that somehow or another, some people or another, use as food. Reb Shimon says it's pater, because he says that we have already a shvua from before. We all made a shvua to the Eibishter, to Hashem, that we're going to do what's written in the Torah. So that's already there. We don't have it that this other shvua goes on top of it. He's mushba va'oimed. He is already considered having a shvua from before that he's going to do the mitzvahs and they're not going to be over and averis. And therefore, there is no putting another oath on top of that. Amar, what if the person said, koinem? Now, it's an interesting concept. He said, if I do this, then that should happen. Okay, so for example, he says, I'm not going to let my wife have anything from my household, meaning that she's not going to be able to eat, she's not going to be able to have any of the stuff that's in the household, if on the condition is met. Right? So for imachalti hayom, if I ate today, right? So if I ate today, my wife should not be able to have anything from the house. Amar, he said, Koinem ishti nanasli, my wife should not have any benefit from me. Imachalti ayom, if I ate any food today. V'achal, but, and he, what did he eat? He did not eat regular food. What did he eat? Nevelos treifas, shkotzim rumasim. The things that we said before, he's mushba v'oimid mar Sinai, that if he said, I will not eat this, it doesn't make a difference if he ate it or if he didn't eat it. He's not chayev because he's mushba v'oimed mar Sinai. But over here he's saying, this is the condition for me, for this to happen. Two different things. Hare ishtay asura. So then it's considered as if he ate. Yes, he wouldn't be over if he said, I will not eat it. Or if he said, I will eat it. But he is over, it does apply as a condition to make it that a different thing can happen, such as his wife not being able to have any benefit because he actually did eat, and that's considered an eating for that, in that way. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.